Hey, welcome
to the 4th.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Well, yes. Happy 5th of July. Today's the 5th.
We're not watching this today.
What? What day of the week?
This is a Wednesday, the 5th of July, that this is coming out. So,
wanted to let you enjoy your 4th and listen to us on the 5th.
Yeah. Everybody take a chill.
As you're all heading back into work.
Especially because we just survived the alien apocalypse in Independence Day.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. There was aliens and computer viruses and bombs and all that shit.
That was fun. Yeah, was so fun. We just watched the 1996
thriller.
Classic, in my opinion.
Thriller that could not have been a thriller.
Summer blockbuster. I was on the edge
I'll
of my seat
off myself if that
when
was
I was 9 years old.
We're getting just Rosemary's thoughts early. Yeah. So yeah, who are we joined with today? Maybe we should start there.
Well, first, apparently, like, subscribe, comment, tattoo it on your chest. Make sure that you get your nipples pierced and
by
do all
it,
of
he means the Tree Fort Gang.
The Tree Fort Gang.
Whatever medium.
Or whatever you want. We support
yeah, or just, yeah.
Whatever medium you're listening to this on.
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple, YouTube. I don't know what the other ones are, you weirdos.
Shave your chest, bleach your butthole, do whatever you gotta
do. Hot chaser.
Like, rate 5 stars, share it with your family and friends,
Audible.
Play really inappropriate clips at inappropriate times.
Yep. Rate it 0 stars, and guess what? You gotta wrestle Paul, County Road 41.
Uh-oh.
Ain't gonna be good for you.
Not gonna be good. Guy used to wrestle all the time. Still does wrestle all the time. I've seen it. I've been a part of it.
Low center of gravity.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it. He's a shooter. He shoots real low. Gotta
short
be careful.
As Vern Troyer. Yes, I am.
He's pretty short.
Welcome to the fort, guys. We're happy to have
We're
you.
We're in the fort. We just watched Independence Day. Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, Harvey Fierstein, Robert Loggia,
Vivica A. Fox,
Buckwheat. Buckwheat was in it. Who else was in it? Your
the stripper,
person,
Dylan.
Dylan is Buckwheat.
Who's Jeff Goldblum's dad? That guy's famous.
Ah, God, what's his name?
Some sexy
looked like
guy.
His actual dad.
Yeah.
No.
He's certainly Jewish.
What's his name?
Yeah,
he's
Jewish. They didn't. Yeah.
He didn't need to act.
They
for
did
that
a great part. Job casting that.
I am IMDb
right now.
That's a funny movie. It was a lot zanier.
Robert Loggia?
No, that's the general.
Judd Hirsch?
Judd Hirsch, that's it, yep.
Yeah, Judd Hirsch.
Yep.
Also, it's not a fucking thriller. It's a sci-fi slash
it's
action.
It's a sci-fi action where there's thrills and you pee your pants. And
it came off almost like a pure comedy watching it today.
Yeah, it did.
That's what I mean. It was so much zanier.
That's what Robert Loggia thought.
He thought it was going to be like
he was way ahead of his fucking time, that guy.
It was written in 4 weeks. I mean, we're getting ahead of ourselves for factoids here. But anyway, welcome into the fort. Pull up a chair.
Sit on the fort.
It's crazy to think, like, if aliens showed up, like, they're just like, oh, yeah, send this helicopter with a bunch of bright lights and, you know, maybe we can communicate with them. Like, bitch, you don't know what they talk. Like, you're showing them lights, trying to get that. Like, that's not going to do anything.
They all have epilepsy and you're just fucking with them? You're just shining these bright lights at
shining
them?
Shining bright lights. They could be having seizures. They could have been here to, like, bring us cookies and you just killed them all on accident. Like,
they're
you don't know what's going on.
They're just coming to get Frank. They left him here 50 years ago.
True.
They're just coming to get him back.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you took Frank and Sarah. They crashed, all right? 1950, they're coming to pick their friends up. Bastards.
It's true. So, not really movie.
Here comes JoJo putting us back on track.
Well, no, I was going to say, not movie in a minute, but just to introduce the concept of the movie, at least, while we're talking about it.
Yeah, movie in a minute, JoJo.
It's basically, I mean, the Mile High concept is that it was around Independence Day, 1996, and everyone's just living their life, and then out of nowhere, aliens invade. And then they spend the duration of the movie, one, pretty much just messing up the initial interpretations of everything and make every wrong call. And then they just kind of figure it out. And they disarm the enemies and blow them up, and they win. And there was a sequel to this movie in, like, 2016. Can't remember anything about it.
Neither can I.
Yeah, so, like, we gotta just kind
of
focus.
It was something along the lines of, like, what Paul is saying, though, where, like, not that the 50 ship that they were after, but they were after something. that yeah. like they like dropped off like years ago, and
it retconned it a little bit.
We didn't know that we had it or something.
Because in this movie, if you watch this movie by itself, like really the only goal, it seems like, is just to kill them all. Like yeah. they say that what they want you to die. They just want yeah. you to die.
Yeah.
And there's a few different like sideline narratives, but I mean, it's a pretty, I would call it a pretty simple thriller movie. Like watching it today.
It's not a thriller. It's a sci-fi slash action movie. Don't fuck with me. Sorry, action movie.
If you saw that very young, though, it is very shocking.
Well, when
the stripper goes, the white stripper goes to the top of that building with the sign, and then when she got blown up.
That's the first time I laughed during the movie. That fucked up.
When I was little, I'm like, is she okay?
I just don't.
I was like, it's a green. It could have been anything. I don't know.
I just don't remember it.
Maybe they just brought her aboard.
As dumb funny as it was. Like the comedy itself was not super elegant. It was just kind of like super in your face. Like very simple, like watching. I just didn't remember it like that. So everything just seemed over the top. Like when what's the dog's name? Is it Boomer?
Yeah.
When Boomer's running in and it has the explosion going on behind
it. Those are 90s movies.
But it comes off more self-aware that it's corny than I remember it as a kid. I felt like it was a serious movie as a kid.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
It's a fast dog. Outran the.
No, I loved it. Loved the scene, but I just don't remember it being like so self-indulgent.
Boomer's a fast dog. Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was interesting experiencing it as an adult when you haven't watched it.
Still love it.
Probably 20 years. But, yeah, I would say that it was enjoyable. I enjoyed it. That speech got me you going.
Right? I had Fourth goosebumps. Of July. I showed JoJo my it's true. Goosebumps.
He did.
Paul has goosebumps from Bill Pullman, not Paxton, for I those of us
I was blowing on your
who
ear,
play
you just didn't see
Paxton
it.
Or Pullman.
That gave me a different sort of bump.
Just blowing on your ear, low-key. Someone's calling into the fort.
It said clock something.
It's 5 o'clock.
Somewhere.
Oh, I gotta go. Let's right go. Here. I'm done. I work till 5.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, categories. Let's start with... do we want to start with favorite scene?
Favorite scene.
Favorite scene.
I'd have to think about it.
I'll take this one. Okay. I'll take the low hanging.
Okay, so you guys go first.
did not like the category.
I'm with him.
You're right.
He's knocked out against the wall.
All of his legs and his body are pressed against the wall, and his head is like,
he's like
entirely backwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite scene. So I'm probably going to say I like when Randy Quaid, he comes back. It's this triumphant victory. He's like, oh, I got a missile. The flaps are open on the ship as they're going to blow up Area 51 and hopefully for the aliens take out the human leadership that remains. And Randy Quaid's like, nope, I got a missile. And then he goes to shoot it off and it gets stuck. And then he's like, tell my kids I love them. And then he just flies it right into the asshole of the ship, blows it up, and saves everybody in Area 51. That buys more time for Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum to get up there and do what they got to do.
And they basically just fly in, plant the computer virus, and then from the inside blow it up.
Fly into the mothership.
Because they obtain one of the spaceships that crash in Area 51. Yep. Just to add a little context.
What are you doing?
Sneezing.
It's just not a very comfortable
place.
He
just tucked his head into the little cubby on the side.
It's just, he's very much making himself scrunched in. But yeah, he's our little alien.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that one, just because it's Randy Quaid, the whole movie, they're like giving him shit because he thinks he was molested by aliens like 10 years ago. And he thinks he was.
He was definitely molested by them.
So, unanswerable question. Was he?
Probably. It's pretty fucked up, man.
I think it's canon that he was molested by the aliens.
I couldn't stop thinking about how quickly he shaved his beard off when is they're all slang? Getting ready to go and fly those planes.
Yeah.
And then you just see it, and he's just clean shaven.
Yeah.
Like, when did he have time to do that?
He just shaved quick.
Did you ask if the clean shaven was a slang?
That's canon.
Oh.
What does that
mean? Like, canonical.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were like, that's cap. And I'm like, you fucking kiss.
It's kind of the opposite. Like, that's cap. Or
no cap.
We could start that's canon. That's can.
That's canon.
Nick canon?
But yeah, like canonical. Like, it happened.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that moment, he comes in, saves everybody.
It's a good scene.
But, I mean, he was molested, so it was...
The self-sacrifice
scene. He got to, you know, metaphorically... Jam one up the aliens that
fist
time.
The butthole of
as
the aliens.
As he said, yeah. His dying words, up yours.
Up yours, yeah. He got to get his sweet revenge on that sweet alien butt. Yeah,
and I feel like you got to have a self-sacrifice scene in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was, Paul, you said you had two?
I had two. They're very, like, for separate reasons.
Okay.
Right? So, love the speech.
Speech is great.
I'm sure that you probably know, like, all the words, Philip. But I couldn't recite them right now. But I was getting the goosebumps. I loved it.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. And then my other favorite scene, what was Vivica A. Fox stripper scene.
Oh, you bastard.
Hell yeah.
I had this one ready.
Yeah, I mean, I got the goosebumps in the one. I got something else going on in the other.
I'd still call that a goosebump.
Yes.
My pants got tight.
So that was my other favorite scene.
The back of my pants got wet.
It was a slightly smaller, just one goosebump.
It was some moisture. But that that's
you stole mine. I was hoping
you
guys
the ass of the pants. So it's like he's shit and did, yeah. Butter.
That's what I meant.
I was hoping that like you guys let that scene slide by. So if you're gonna take that scene, I had three ready to go. So that was gonna be my number one. My number two is the boomer when he's jumping through the explosion, like just amazing. Third one. I did have an actual serious one, and now I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, it's still not that serious, but when Will Smith comes up after, like, he's chased by the alien spaceship and they crash, mm-hmm. when he runs up and punches the alien and kills it.
Yeah.
So, like, if I had to pick, like, that one's still kind of funny, but that would be, like, my serious one, and then Boomer escaping.
What's that smell?
Yeah, and what's that smell? And then Boomer escaping from the explosion.
Yeah,
was my fun favorite.
Factoid on the what's the smell.
Yeah, we'll talk
we'll
about
get to
it.
There. We'll yes. get to that.
Rose?
My favorite scene in the whole movie were the end credits, because it meant it was fucking over
with. I knew you were going to ask something like that.
I really thought this whole time, I was like, probably the only, and it wasn't even a scene, probably the only other thing that I was like, that's genuinely funny, is when he's like dragging a thing and he's like, what the hell's that smell? That's the only other part that I was like, okay, that was actually funny. And the rest of it, I'm just like, why am I still alive?
I did also like the scene. I remember being terrified of it as a kid, but when Data... So the actor that played Data is Brent Spiner, and he's the doctor that's cutting open the alien, getting it out of the suit, and then the thing attacks, and it's got its throat, and I just remember thinking, like, that freaking alien killed Data, like, what the hell, as a kid.
Data in Star Trek.
Yeah,
you're gonna
remembered.
Have to throw that out there.
Data in Star Trek The Next Generation, the guy, the scientist with the long hair, the creep... looking guy with the aliens is Data in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, I remember that scene being a lot scarier as a kid.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, he's like working
talking
his
throat. Through
yeah
like, talking through him and yeah
and then they killed it. Like, is this bulletproof glass? No, sir.
Which, like, it probably should have been, right?
It might have, yeah. You might want to have done that, but
it was doing some
but
weird
it,
mind
in
control
this
thing
instance
with a...
it was helpful that it wasn't bulletproof.
Also loved how, like, 20 years ago, did you see, like, I just thought it was funny, like, how young they casted the president versus, like, how old they all actually are now.
Right.
He's, like, 45 in that, and they're, like, 85 today.
Yeah.
And pooping themselves.
But that's just, like, where you can kind of tell time period-wise it's different.
Sure.
You don't have to be 85 to poop yourself. Not that I would know.
She or says anything. With a crown on.
Rose, you got something to talk about?
Queen Pooper.
Yeah. Burger Queef.
Queen La Queefa.
Queen La Poopa. So favorite scenes. Good ones there. Good ones there. Favorite characters.
Hmm.
Let's go with Paul.
I like Terry Connick Jr.'s character.
I knew you would.
Short-lived in the movie.
Yeah.
Had some really corny lines, but...
That was the other Air Force pilot guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I hated him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, why don't rise?
I know, but it just felt like such a bad comedic relief guy for me.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I loved when they were talking, like, as they're flying... And I think Rose said, like, could you imagine, like, the black box on that conversation? Like, I can't breathe. I can't pull out of it. I can't pull out. Like, you gotta pull out. You better pull out. What the hell are you two talking about?
Like, I just thought it was...
I don't know.
For that scene, like, why I didn't like the character. It was just kind of silly how he's like, Will Smith's character's like, damn, I hope my wife and son made it out, or whatever. And he's like, oh, I'm sure they left. And they just starts cracking jokes, and they act like nothing. And then immediately, when they start having any kind of, like, fighting whatsoever, these skilled pilots, he's like, I can't do it! Pulls his mask off and dies.
Well, the rest of them died pretty damn quick, I mean...
But they were killed. This guy just crashed.
Yeah, he was trying to pull a dangerous maneuver. You know, he thought he was going to be able to do more than he could.
He was just comedic relief and just fodder.
Well, he was my favorite character.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Comedy's dead.
But yeah, I can see that.
He's cool.
Yeah. My favorite? I don't know. Favorite character. Dylan.
Buckwheat.
Because his name's Dylan.
No boy.
And he survived.
Yeah, you
were. And I'm pretty sure he's... Kid. Is he the main character in the second movie?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's like him grown up is the...
I believe it's like a next generation thing.
Yeah.
I believe so. So I'll go with Dylan or Boomer. Kind of a package.
The dog.
Yeah. Kid and dog.
Rose?
I identify with the aliens because I too hate the entire human race.
Fair enough. It doesn't have to be who you identify, just favorite.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum because daddy.
Yeah. It's so crazy how you have like prime Will Smith right there. But like, Goldblum.
I'll take Will Smith.
No, I know, but, like, as a sex...
Yeah, no, I need, like,
figure.
The old dudes.
Yeah.
Like, old guys.
So, Data?
Now Will Smith, yes. Okay. Not young Will Smith.
That's fair, if it's just an age thing. Yeah. But, like, I just don't get, like... I said this earlier, like...
Is that too old?
Is that the Jewish guy?
Yeah.
I'd hit dad. It. Yeah. Schmeckle that pickle, dude.
Yeah. Comb his eyebrows. The Harvey Fire scene.
That wasn't kosher.
I like that. That was a good one.
So yeah, I'll take Will Smith. I would have probably taken Jeff Goldblum, but yeah, I'll take the low hanging fruit there. So love it. What else do we got?
Least favorite character.
I'll start with this one. My least favorite character is probably the alien that he's dragging on his parachute, Will Smith.
That's me, bitch.
That's you, then.
Fuck you.
Secretary of Defense, that guy was a piece of shit.
That guy was a piece of shit.
That's fair.
Little Dick Nimkipke.
Mine is, and I know he's casted because of his voice. The guy's voice.
Harvey Firestein. Yeah.
Is that really his last name, or is that, like, oh, okay, well.
I know, I didn't know if you were, like, sensitive. I'm like, that's not heavy wine, Harvey Weinstein.
Firestein.
That's like a more metal
That's
version.
Kind of a cool last name.
Right? Yeah. Firestein?
Yeah.
That sounds like a German band.
It might be made up.
Like Rammstein, but Firestein.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Rammstein.
Yeah, I would go, he was my least favorite purely because I could not listen to him.
He's great in Mrs. Doubtfire, though.
Not saying he's a bad actor, I just, the voice doesn't resonate well with my ears and with me.
I'm not you, I'm talking about the dog, Ma.
Why'd I just send my mother to Georgia?
Yeah. Why did I just send my mom to Atlanta?
That's so grossly good.
Exactly. It's like the one lady in Monsters, Inc. behind the counter.
Ross,
Mike Wazowski.
You didn't file your paperwork.
Is that who does the voice acting?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
I can't, because I can't, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Remember right now. That'd be funny if I just connected those two dots.
Rose, your least favorite.
Whoever the fuck wrote this.
They wrote it in four weeks.
4 weeks.
That is funny. You can definitely tell it was written in 4 weeks.
Yeah. I feel like realistically, though, it's, I don't even know what her name, it was a stripper name, Jasmine. Her name is Jasmine.
The stripper?
Vivica A. Fox. That's her character's name is Jasmine. Yeah. And I hate her because she likes the fucking dolphin ring.
That ring?
Oh, yeah.
Get over it.
Because she said yes.
To that fucking dolphin ring.
She's in the sequel to this movie. I wonder if they reference the dolphin at all.
I don't know.
If she has that dolphin ring in that second movie, I'm going to off myself. I will be unalived.
I don't recall.
I wouldn't think so. They're probably like, that's a really dumb plot point. But, yeah. Do we want to do favorite prop?
If someone says the dolphin ring, I'll kill everyone in this room.
I'm saying the dolphin ring.
Fuck you.
I want the spaceship.
I was going to say, I feel like most people are going to go with the spaceship. I'll take the dead alien.
You'll take the dead alien? I thought you were going to take the dog.
Mind your own business.
All right, all right. So officially... yeah.
The fucking alien.
Officially, props. So for those of us at home... Now, this is something we need... We still don't have an official record keeper because we're keeping... The items, remember?
Oh, in our rooms.
We're keeping them in our imaginary rooms.
Someone's got a butthole balloon.
I do.
Heroin.
That's me.
I got the heroin balloon. And then from heavyweights, I took the outhouse. So now if you need to go to the bathroom in my Batman lair, you can.
An outhouse inside of a building.
Yep.
I don't remember a single prop I've taken.
Did you take the Batmobile?
You took the go-kart.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I got a garage going.
That go-kart's nice.
From Heavyweight.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good go-kart.
Not the one with the fan, though. Do you have that? I don't remember. We need to go back.
Yeah, I gotta.
We need to keep tabs on that.
If you're listening
and
to
our
this,
ratings.
Go listen to our other stuff and write down some notes.
And let us know what the fuck we said.
And
we will send you a care package.
That is definitely not.
Come on, socks.
Dirty socks. Our sexy calendar preview.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's just pictures
of Leica folded up weird and our feet with weird substances across them.
And me and JoJo.
It's a picture of someone's big toe for every month of the year, painted a different color, but we don't know whose big toe it is. Because mine is just as hairy as your guys'.
You have to guess.
Bonus content, what JoJo does with the dead alien.
Yeah.
That's next year's January preview.
Yeah, that's a 13th month.
spoiler, fuck it.
Yeah. They don't have mouths, but they definitely got beard.
Oh, there's holes. There's holes. Yeah.
They got ears.
What are you going to do with those dreadlocks?
I know. Those are just the suits. I'm talking about the little thing that's inside. Like in Men in Black. The little dead guy in the head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, all right. Well.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
That's going up on the
OnlyFans. Hopefully I die before then.
JoJan bangs an alien. So you got the alien. Paul, what are you taking with you?
I want the spaceship, bro.
Which one?
I honestly would like the mothership, but I don't know where the hell I'd park that thing.
It's blown up.
Yeah, well, we can't go back in time and make it not blown up?
No,
blown up. All right, then I'll take one that's not blown up. Any size will do.
Well, their ship was not blown up.
Just take the one that crashed in the desert during the movie that they ignored.
Does it still work?
Assume it does.
Yeah.
Okay. I will take that.
Okay. Rose?
I will take 3 of Jeff Goldblum's chest hairs.
Just 3?
You only get 1.
1 is fine.
One for each.
I can conduct my research with just that one.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, I fuck it, okay?
Yeah, you didn't hear what I said. I said, you said 3. I said, 1 for each hole. Just some tweezers and a good night.
No! I need to go home.
This is what happens when you get us on double duty.
Yeah.
Are you snorting?
Double duty.
Do you snort?
Double duty and sugar high is coming down. What am I going to... I'm going to take...
Yeah, what are you going to fuck? I mean, take...
I'm going to take one of the jets. The jet that the president was flying.
So you guys are going to be running around while we're just in our rooms.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
I'm not going to be in my room. I'm going to be in public.
Yeah. Rose and JoJan are going to be doing weird shit behind closed doors, and Paul and I are going to be cruising around in our jets.
I'm scared of heights. I wouldn't even fly the damn thing.
Yeah, you got the spaceship, too.
You should have taken the puke bags, too.
Yeah. All right, well, those
honorary,
are some...
Honorary mention, I'll take Boomer.
Honorary mention Boomer. Okay.
Air Force One. That would have been
honorary mention the white stripper that died.
Maybe I would also take the dolphin ring so that I could melt it down.
I was kidding.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
I'm not taking that.
She's still dismembered.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, her
taking her arm.
Liquefied skeleton might exist somewhere. You don't need the whole arm, just the hand.
Just the.
You can fold the elbow.
I like to Dutch rudder it.
It's like a chicken wing.
I would also take the dolphin ring so that I could melt it down into something pretty.
Okay.
That's for society.
Nice. That's nice.
For science.
For science.
That's how the movie should end. It should have taken the dolphin ring and threw it as the laser was shooting.
Fuck yes.
And the ring stops.
Fuck yeah.
What else do we
still have? Got factoids.
Factoids. Yeah, we had a lot of good factoids.
There's a bunch of factoids.
Hit me with some factoids.
So apparently on the day that the presidential speech was being filmed, they filmed it on the 50th anniversary of us dropping the atomic bombs in front of a hangar that historically held the Enola Gay for the longest time. So it was, like, pretty controversial that that happened on, you know, on the day and in the circumstances in which it did.
Because we used because it to the speech kill is millions like, of people.
Yeah, and the speech was also like, hey, this will unite us, because fuck them.
It will. It's America.
Yeah, kind of like
it is a 4th of July movie. I know they say
kind of like how we all band together when we nuked everyone in WW to dose.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Oh, what's controversial about that? Everything.
Tell me about
it. It's one of those things, good for America, bad for the world.
Yeah.
The film was banned in Lebanon under pressure from Hezbollah because it included scenes where Israeli and Iraqi soldiers joined forces.
Okay.
I Roy thought you were saying Hezbollah, the little guy.
I thought
you said like, he's the reason it got banned.
He was alive then?
He's what older than he fuck? Looks. I mean, I don't know.
But he's I still like, think he's like he's 21. 20?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you got the movie banned. I'm like, wow, that's some real influence.
They're like a terrorist organization of the Lebanon. Like basically a government-backed terrorist organization of Lebanon.
I've heard that.
Well, our friends in Lebanon, you can probably find that movie on Prime if you want to.
So this, and I think maybe you found this in one of those articles you sent me, but it says holds the record for the most miniature model work to appear on the film. And I think that means, like, they had full-scale models of, like, the ships, the White House, for instance.
That was, like, a big deal.
Like, I thought it was talking about, like, scenes, and I was like, yo, like, all the Tim Burton films, but I think it means, like, full-scale models. And it says that, due to the advances in digital technology since the film's release, most experts believe that this record may stand forever.
Hmm.
Interesting. Did one of you guys say it also had, like, the least CGI or something like that, which was also...
It said basic CGI or something like that. Like, that it wasn't advanced CGI.
I mean,
CGI.
Those ships were real. They had those ships.
Oh, totally. In the scene when Will Smith is dragging the, like, dead alien body behind him, and he, like, ad-libs, like, and what the hell is that smell? Apparently, that was not, like, a written line, and that something did actually stink in the desert, so he just made that up on the spot.
Truly ad-libbed it.
My favorite one is the aliens are covered in KY jelly.
Mm.
They went through a lot of KY jelly filming this movie.
We lost a lot of good KY jelly in that.
They were on a shortage.
Yeah. The great KY jelly shortage of 1996.
More of Independence Day.
More of an Astro Glide.
It's a wonder any of us were ever conceived.
That one's tough. And how it just dries up so damn quick out in that desert.
That's why I'm an Astroglide guy.
Yeah.
The film took only 72 days to film, which was apparently unusually short for it being such, you know, the blockbuster that it was.
It seems almost funny to me that this was a blockbuster. The fact that it took 4 weeks to write, 72 days to film. It seems like they were like, guys, we got to put together like a Independence Day movie about aliens or some shit. What do we got? And they figured it out in an afternoon.
Right. Didn't you guys mention something when he was like, must go faster or something that's like...
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. And then...
When did Jurassic Park come out?
93.
Okay.
Was it in the first movie that he said that?
93 or 94.
They rushed the movie out so that they could get it out before Mars Attacks.
Makes sense.
This is much better than Mars Attacks.
I've never seen Mars Attacks. Is that, like, similar to this?
Is it like how... I mean, as far as, like, the basic...
It's more of a comedy,
yeah,
though.
Okay. It's a comedy.
I was going to say, is it like how White House Down and that one movie came out in the same exact year, and they're, like, the exact Olympus Has Fallen, yeah.
Mars Attacks.
And they're, like, the exact same movie, basically.
Yeah,
but Mars Attacks is straight comedy.
Stupid.
This one was not
comedy,
intended to be a comedy.
That's
why
it's
funny.
Is Mars Attacks
so
the one where he has, like, a see-through, like, you could see his brain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I have seen that.
Jack
that
Nicholson,
familiar.
Like, everybody's in that one,
they
too.
They take Sarah Jessica Parker's head and put it on a little dog.
Pierce Brosnan, too.
Yeah.
Jack Black's in it.
Original name for the movie was Doomsday.
Doomsday.
It was almost called Doomsday.
Another fun fact, too. They have the sequel, and it's a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
It was good for the fact that it did that. That it wrapped up, because, like, what the hell were they doing? Like, what were they there for?
Yeah. It was just one of those things, like, right when it was, like, right when everyone stopped making new stuff, and they all just, like, kind of rebooted and started extending everything.
Like now?
That's what I mean. It was, like, in the beginning, like, when they first just started doing reboots of everything. So they're like, oh, we got this IP that was a really fun movie we could do something fun with and kind of wrap up a few plot points.
Right.
We can get the Star Wars guy.
We don't have to create this universe from scratch.
Independence Day was, at the time, the second highest grossing film of all time, which was only second to Jurassic Park.
That's so wild to me.
And this is crazy to me. The advertising campaign cost $24 million, when the average airtime for a trailer during the Super Bowl cost $1.3 million.
It was super marketed. I remember that.
$24 million doesn't seem like a lot, even in 1996 dollars.
I was going to say, I remember specifically, like, McDonald's toy, or, like, there was...
So in the same year, Jim Carrey was paid $7 million for Dumb and Dumber.
That's 1996.
That's what I just said.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize it was that old.
And so extrapolate that. So roughly three times the star salary, and that came after Ace Ventura 1. So he was, like, the biggest name. It was just spent on marketing?
President Bill Clinton was a big fan and insisted on a private screening of the film. What other ones did we see?
Big fan.
Slick Willie.
Shout out, shout out Bill Clinton, if you're listening.
Oh, I did see earlier that the... Play. So I think that it's, like, a commonplace practice that when a movie involving, like, a depiction of any portion of the United States military is going on, they have, like, a military consultant to be like, okay, like, this is what our uniforms look like. These are, like, our... I don't know, vehicles, whatever. And the military was all with them until they introduced the plot of Area 51, and then they backed out.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Weird.
Because it doesn't exist.
Maybe I don't know the origins of Area 51. Was this, like, what kind of popularized, like, the... Mm-hmm.
You think was it in the 50s or 60s? There was supposedly a crash
thing,
in, like, Roswell.
That actually happened, quote-unquote, like, the thing they talk about. But I just didn't know if, like, the... like, commercial lore behind Area 51 was kind of catapulted by this movie. Or
no, I think that the lore existed before this movie, and probably with a bunch of people, like, UFO enthusiasts, if you want to call them. The popularity of that specifically maybe made it big enough for it to be in this movie.
I mean, probably, though, because, like, I feel like I remember in this movie... Again, because I was, like, under 10 years old, being like, oh, there's a place where they keep, like, aliens and stuff like that? That makes sense. And, like, I never heard about it until this movie, but I'm sure there was, like, probably in the 70s when, you know, all that shit was popping off.
I definitely feel like the first time I ever heard about it was in The X-Files, which might have predated this.
Probably.
And I obviously...
Yeah, they mentioned The X-Files in the beginning scenes.
Mm. The X-Files scared the crap out of me when I was a little kid.
That's why I love The X-Files.
Mm. I think if you look at the IMDb, their first review kind of entertains or encapsulates how I feel. Funny, entertaining, but not as good as when I saw it the first time.
Yeah. How about Jada Pinkett almost got the role as the wife?
Jasmine.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
So it had a $75 million budget.
Damn.
It grossed worldwide $817 million, $50 million in the first weekend in U.S. Canada.
Damn.
Besides that, I mean, should we do our beefs?
Yeah, what's your beef?
I think Rosemary should kick us off. I feel like she's got something to talk about here.
The plot was ridiculous.
Unbutton your pants. What's your beef?
The plot was ridiculous. The CGI was awful. Some of the actors were dog shit. I was laughing because I was just like, at what point in my life, what decisions in my life have led me to this very living room watching this fucking movie at the ripe old age of 32 years old? And how much longer could I have avoided this by making other decisions?
So ripe.
My beef is that I'm alive and that I've had to watch this fucking movie, really.
Okay.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Button your pants back up.
The dolphin ring. First and foremost.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how you're going to miss that.
Yeah. PRCR. 4-1.
I like the movie. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Don't hit me.
I like the movie. I don't know. My beef is that Will Smith's not in the sequel to it, and that's not even with this movie. It's with them creating the next one. I mean, sure, there's like corny stuff, but like that's what brings in like the nostalgia of like that time period, you know, and brings that back and makes it like that much better, in my eyes. So I didn't have beef with it. I mean, I guess the fire truck flying through the air, that was a little much. Just toppling.
Just that one, though.
And just the explosions. I mean, I guess it was advanced technology, but just how things exploded was just a little bit, you know, unrealistic.
Have you seen the second one?
I have not seen the second one.
Do you remember if they, like write the dad out intentionally to be like, oh, yeah, he died? Or
I think
like
they just don't acknowledge him.
Yeah, Will Smith's just not in it.
It's like the... What? Oh, it's lame now, but it's not lame when it's the Joker in the third Batman movie. Okay.
He died.
We don't
know that. Heath Ledger died.
Yes, he did.
The actor.
He totally died. They did it out of reverence for his fucking family.
Yeah.
But they still released a whole movie 6 months after. Nope, I don't buy it. Anyway.
He was filming that. He was filming Imaginary and Dr. Parnassus and another movie.
Yeah.
My beef was they didn't drag those certain scenes out long enough. I almost wanted them to be longer. Because they weren't quite the point where it was laughable.
I despise them.
They were at the point where it was noticeable. I wish they just... No, I'm kidding. I'm making this up on the spot.
I was going to say, I was physically laughing that whole time.
It was
laughable.
That's what I'm saying. It was long enough that it was laughable. I don't have beef with this movie either. It was really fun to watch. It's not beef, but like I feel like watching it, it just comes off like it is a little bit more self-indulgent about how it's kind of more lowbrow humor.
Was that your, actually, like, word of the day?
Well, I said it once.
The calendar. You've said it like a bunch of times.
I don't think so.
What
word?
We can
listen to it back. Self-indulgent. Because like it just, that's a good word that for me trying to think, like, were they aware of like the lowbrow humor that they're doing? Mm. Because I don't think that was the intention, but that's how it comes off now watching it 20X amount of
years.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe that was just like the, I don't know, fucking, that was humor in the 90s.
That's what I'm saying. It just seems like a lot more like surface level.
Right.
Like where this should have been a comedy.
I do wonder if I despise it so much because I don't have any nostalgia attached to it. Maybe if I watched it when I was a kid, I wouldn't hate it as much now. Like, for instance, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that came out in the mid-90s. Still fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Though I know it's
super
ridiculous.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that movie.
The one with Ivan Ooze?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Fuck yeah.
The CGI in it real bad. But yeah.
There's no CGI. It's all real.
It's a real frog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember specifically the frog being like, that's terrible. my beef with the movie... Were you done?
Yeah.
Okay. My beef with the movie is the, you know, what the hell are the aliens doing? Which kind of gets answered in the second one. But again, like 20 years.
It gets retconned, not answered.
Right. Yeah. 20 years after the fact, you know, between the second one, it's like, all right, cool. Yeah. These aliens showed up and they just wanted to kill people. Like, when you're 9, that's not scary as fuck. Like, And then people are like, oh, are aliens real? Like, I better hope not. Because
what's the explanation that they, like, needed the planet for some reason?
They don't know. They were saying...
Even in the second one?
I think in the second one, they were, like, looking for something or... I mean, I can even look it up while we keep talking. But
I vaguely remember that they, like... It was, like, that they've been to the planet before and they left something. They're looking for, like, a box or a sphere or something. And, like, if they got it... If they got it, then...
I'm googling it. Yeah,
okay. If they got it, then they'd be able to like take over everything. And I feel like something also happened like in the beginning of the movie that like a different alien race showed up and then we just shot them down because we thought it was them coming. And it was like, oh shit, like they were trying to help us or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay.
Doesn't sound like us as a species at all.
No. I don't remember exactly, but that's a beef. And then just, yeah, the CGI, or not the CGI, but just the physics of explosion and that poor stripper lady getting blown up. I
remember. Oh, it seems like there's more of a good and bad alien force in the second movie. Yeah. So I guess these are supposed to be the bad people. And I guess there's like a good.
The ones that came in this one.
Yeah. That was just a quick glance off an article from, like, 2016. But I think that's part of it, is, like, there's good and bad aliens, and these ones are supposed to be the bad aliens. But, again, I think reality is just a fun movie, and then they were like, all right, let's give them a purpose and make a second movie.
Yeah. It was
they worked backwards.
There was another one that was, like, showing up, and we shot him down, and it was like, no, you need to protect the cube or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the hell?
I wonder if after the second one, you know how there are a lot of... like sequels that just ruined the whole thing, you know, mm-hmm. and there's just two and they don't do a third one. I wonder if the second one of Independence Day is like that.
Maybe. I was looking it up. One of the top results under the Google search was Independence Day 3. So, yeah, ratings. You want to start us off, PRCR 4-1?
Yeah, I mean, I just throw random numbers out there for my ratings.
Yeah, I do mine off cuff every time.
I'd give it a, let's go a 6.72.
Mm.
Interesting. Why? That's got to be, I assume that's your lowest rating to date.
Well, because what I've rated prior to this are like comedies that I really enjoy. Like, this is not intended to be a comedy, right? You guys may have found
that's
it
what
amusing.
We're, yeah.
But...
That's where I got confused.
I like the movie a lot, but like
it's
if we're
okay
thinking
to get confused.
In, yeah, like sci-fi thriller.
We're making
like if we label it on like a full scale of like 1 to 10 sci-fi thrillers, like I just think that 6.72 is kind of where it might fall for me. Yeah. Nostalgia factored in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Yeah, number wise for me, I'm gonna go a little bit higher. I think I've enjoyed this movie, and this is probably, I think this is one of the first movies we've done this for that I've actually watched ahead of time coming in.
Yeah.
That I've definitely seen multiple times coming in.
Yeah, I mean, that's
huge. So that's
a rarity.
That matters for me.
Yeah.
I will give it what I think is going to be my third highest rating. I think it's behind Heavyweights, and there's another one that I think I rated higher too. But again, I'm going off memory. I'm gonna give it a 7.75. Not quite an 8. I would say on its own, a 6.75 is good, but based on the nostalgia, the rewatchability, and the humor that I don't remember seeing initially, I'm going to give it a whole extra point, 7.75.
I like
okay.
it.
Yeah, so that's my reasoning.
So, I think I'm going to go with a 6.4.
Okay.
Now, before people say that seems low.
That seems low.
Before people say, oh my God, you're so handsome.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You're so handsome.
You're so handsome.
Before that
just
happens,
like
I'm going to say the movie's entertaining.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think anybody sits here and...
I think you're going to have someone excited.
Rosemary's face.
I was entertained.
You were laughing. You were having a good time.
Yeah. The movie is entertaining. Does anybody sit here and think... The dialogue, other than the president's speech, does anybody think that there are memorable lines? When watching this, I know the, what's that smell? But it's like, you know, that can happen. And Anthony will, like, I guess some part.
Shout out, Anthony.
In the beginning.
Anthony.
The Harry Connick
Jr. What's his
middle
name?
He's James Hill.
James CR 401.
the Harry Connick Jr. character says, like, Quan, we are here. And, like, Anthony says that all the time. And so, like, he loves the movie. But for me, it's entertaining. It's just one of those good ones that you throw it on. If you catch it, if you're flipping through channels and it's on, you know, maybe you catch after the speech and watching them blow shit up. Other than that, six.
I'd rather catch.
It did have fun action scenes too. It did, like, well, I know it's not a thriller, but it had good action scenes. Like watching them do, like, it's not realistic at all, but watching them do the chase through that canyon, that's fun.
That's cool.
Oh, you're shaking your head now.
Cool scene.
It's cool. It's cool. Rose, your rating.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Three. It's not the worst movie that I've seen, but it's within the bottom five.
Can I ask you what the worst movie you've seen is?
Bottom five?
Teeth.
Okay, that's very good.
The next worst is The Human Centipede.
All right, very different genres, I'm feeling. I am a little surprised it's bottom five movies. I feel like that's a very emotional in the moment decision, but
I'm not emotional about it. I'm like just
it's your decision to have.
Okay.
Would you like to expand on your reasoning, or should we just?
The only good thing about it was Jeff Goldblum, and it's not even old Jeff Goldblum; it's middle-aged Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. And
is Jeff Goldblum straight?
I don't care.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Pretty sure he pipes women.
I believe so.
Okay.
At least women. Hey,
good for him.
Yeah. So
one of us has to.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right.
So I think that'll wrap it up for another talk movie to me.
Yeah, that's another one in the books.
Thanks for coming in.
Like it. Share.
Hold on. Leica's doing a shake thing. Thanks for coming in. Talking movie to us.
Yeah. Like, share, comment, follow. Let us know if you guys have a movie that you would love for us to talk movie to you about. Hit us up. Let us know. I've gotten a lot of feedback actually from friends that listen that want us to do Back to the Future, the Ninja Turtles movies.
Well, my friends could be your friends up.
Not and true. Maybe they could be friends.
You guys are my friends. So.
And
we're colleagues.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
And then, so just, like, hit us up. Let us know. Dunk's got movie ideas. They're not great ones, but.
Shout out, Dunk. Just like every episode.
Shout out, Dunk.
Dunk gets a shout out.
Oh, your
episode.
Breath
He's
is
right.
Not nice.
Sorry, I would just ate Chick-fil-A.
My stomach is.
No, like
the dog.
No, I know, I'm kidding. All right, guys, yeah. Thanks for coming.
Dunk, I love you, but you don't like banshees. So.
Thanks for coming to the Tree Fort, guys. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Go hug your family. Tell them you miss them. Share this video.
Don't.
Hug us.
Don't listen. Yeah. Don't watch this. Don't watch Independence Day.
All right, guys, you can click over back into your porn browser.
All right. Yeah, what are you watching on porn? Let us know. Hit us up. We'll talk to you. Peace out.
Bye.
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 Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Aaron Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.